The Lord. How many of you believe that tonight? You believe that's a reality? Just as sure as we're here in this room tonight, that's a reality. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Let's stand to our feet, if you will. It's so good to see each and every one of you tonight. God is so wonderful to us to give us another privilege and opportunity to come to His house to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We're such a privileged people, aren't we? Why don't you take just a second, turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord, tell them you're glad to see them in church tonight. What a privilege it is to be in the house of God. The Lord. If you will, let's look at our prayer requests. We have not just a few tonight. Don't have that many. Let's look at these tonight. Very urgent prayer request for my granddaughter, Sister Fayance, sends that in. We just commit that need unto the Lord. Brother Jackie Tipton wants us to remember his mother in prayer. She fell today and is scheduled for hip surgery at 8 a.m. on Sunday. Please pray for a speedy recovery without any complications. So we just pray for that need tonight. I want to pray for Sister Peggy Kirkpatrick for a hernia in her stomach. Also, please pray for her sister Joyce Wells, who has terminal cancer and needs salvation for her soul. So we want to remember those needs tonight. Sister Anna Altland for asthma. We want to remember her tonight. Pray for George Campbell, who needs a healing touch from the Lord. We'll commit that to God tonight. Brother Joseph Gadman sends this in to please remember Brianna Hobbs in Amarillo, Texas. She's been having blackouts, and she found out from the cardiologist that she needs to have a pacemaker put in. Please remember her in your prayer. She goes in on Tuesday to talk to them about this situation. She is only 20 years old, so let's commit that unto the Lord, that God would be with her. Brother Terry Horn wants us to remember Sister Alice tonight. She's not feeling well, has a stomach virus, so let's pray for her recovery. Sister Mary Lewis, suffering with congestion, wants us to remember her in prayer tonight. Also, our little grandson, Drew, Andy and Jennifer's little boy, Drew, is been real sick last night and today with, I guess, maybe a virus or something to that effect. So just a high fever, not feeling good. So remember that child in prayer tonight. If you have an unspoken prayer request, something you'd like for this assembly to pray about tonight, we just want to commit these things unto the Lord. Certainly want to pray for Brother Tracy. I know it's his desire to be in the house of God, and health conditions just determine sometimes we have to do what our body tells us to do, and I'm certain he would rather be here than not. So let's pray for Brother Tracy and all those in our assembly that are sick, needs healing from the Lord. We're a group of people that love one another, but we suffer a lot of problems, a lot of sicknesses, a lot of disappointments in life. But I'm so glad that we're serving one that never disappoints. He's always on our side. He loves us from day one. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Why don't you just give the Lord a big hand clap of praise tonight if you love Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We just want to commit these things unto the Lord tonight. Brother Sherman, I want you to come tonight if you would. Lead us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these requests tonight. Let's invite the presence of our Lord into this service tonight. Are you glad to be in church tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Ron. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, first of all, we just want to give you thanks, Lord, for everything you do for us, Lord. The unseen things, Lord, that happen every day, Lord, and sometimes we see these things later on. We know that your divine protection was with us. And Lord, we want to just give you a formal invitation, Lord, to come, Lord, tonight, Lord. Come amongst our midst, Lord. You see the needs in the body, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, that you're a healer. Each one of us has been healed before, Lord, from illnesses, Lord. And as I hold these requests in my hand, Lord, you know the need for each one, not just for healing, but for encouragement. The ones, Lord, that are not able to come here, Lord, we just pray that you be a special comfort to them or whatever they need, Father. We commit the service to you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting with us in the service tonight, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you. All those that are streaming the service tonight, pray God would bless all those folks as well. Well, Brother Homer Longoria is here tonight, and I believe that the Lord is going to use our brother to bless our hearts. I know you're looking forward to the preaching of the word of the Lord, but we're going to sing a little bit and get a good atmosphere going here tonight. Is that all right with everybody? Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Now give him one more hand clap of praise tonight. Let's sing it tonight. Oh, I want to see him as I journey through the land. See him as I go. Pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul. Without within, but my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him on his face, and there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, then lift my voice. Here's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And behold my Savior there, leading in the fire with a
tender hand outstretched toward the valley low. He's guiding me, I can see as I onward go. And oh, I want to see. And dancing forever. Well, on the streets of glory. All our cares all pass. Home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, He does safely keep, and He leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me, oh I love Him so, and oh I want to see Him look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. Yes, oh, I want to see Him look upon His face. There to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, you may be a little bit reserved, a little bit quiet over on this side. But if you make it, quietness is over for you. They'll hear you screaming your gizzard out, running down through the streets of glory saying, thank God I made it. Thank God I made it. Thank God I made it. Somebody say praise the Lord. Oh, aren't you glad you're on your journey tonight? A lot of pitfalls along the way. A lot of things we don't understand along the way, but I'm glad for this. We read the back of the book. You know what? You win. The final chapter says that you win. Are you glad about that tonight? Praise the Lord. Sing that little chorus tonight. He's got it all in control. Aren't you glad that He does tonight? Let's sing it before we change the order of the service tonight. He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance without in my soul. He's got it all in control. Sing it again. He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance written in my soul. He's got it all in control. I put my life in His hand. I put my life in His hand. I put my life in His hand. Let's sing that again. I put my life in His hand.
put my life in His hands. Every road I walk down, I'm sure it's in His plan. I put my life in His hand. Oh, He's got it all. Oh, sing it to Him, church. You believe Him with all your heart. Well, He's put that reassurance without in my soul. He's got it all in control. Hallelujah. Let's sing this little chorus tonight just before Brother Donnie comes to introduce our speaker tonight. I know you're looking forward to the preaching of the word of the Lord, and we're so glad that God has let us have one more opportunity to come to His house. I said it a while ago, but I say it one more time. I'm glad for this privilege to be in the house of the Lord. A lot of folks looking for every reason in the world to stay away. I'm looking for every reason in the world to try to get here. How about you? Do you love the Lord enough to say that's your desire to be in His house? Amen. Well, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Yes, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. Well, His love is richer, deeper and fuller. Sweeter, oh, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that just ain't a song? When I got saved and I started singing and playing the guitar in my uncle's little Holiness church, first time Carol ever saw me, I was playing a little old red guitar. And one of the songs I used to sing when I was a little boy was, "Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before." Aren't you glad that's still true? Here I am, an ancient old man now. And a lot of y'all are just as ancient as I am, and some of you is more ancient. But you know what? That is still the truth to this night. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that it's not a drudgery and a boredom? You going to church? I guess so. Oh, my goodness, it's not like a root canal. It ought to be the joy of our life, coming together in the presence of God. Amen. Such an honor for us, isn't it, to be gathered together in the auspices of the presence of the Lord Jesus. We're so glad Brother Homer could come up and be with us tonight and in the morning. We're just looking to see what the Lord has on his heart directly to our hearts. We want to just open our hearts now to the Lord and just see what God has placed on Brother Homer. And remember, a man is only a carrier of a deposit that God places in that man's life. That man can only deliver as God will move upon him and as he can get out of the way and as you can pull on what God's given. It's amazing if we could ever understand how the gifts in men's life, it must not be, cannot be operated just by themselves. But the congregation, the people, how they receive and how they do has such an impact and a great thing. And let me say it to you. I've said it to you before. I've never had one preacher that's ever stood behind this pulpit and talked to me after the service or emailed me later or texted me or whatever that didn't compliment you on how easy it was to preach, how they enjoyed preaching, and how you pulled on the gift of God. Now, that's complimentary to the saints of God. You'd be surprised how many churches don't know how to pull on a gift of God. That's not just from the preacher. The preacher don't bring in his briefcase.
That's right.
Or as I call mine, my griefcase. It seems to bring a lot of grief to a lot of people. I don't understand it, but it's just... So we want to do what we are very good at doing. Pull on gifts that God set, and we're so grateful for it. Let's sing together Amazing Grace, saints, musician brothers and sister. Amen. Aren't you grateful tonight for the grace of God? Where would we be, friends, if it wasn't for His grace? Amazing grace, how sweet. Think about it now. The sound that saved a wretch like you and me. Oh my, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, so blind. I can see once again, praise God. Oh, it is amazing grace.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we want to just greet you this evening. Lord, because we're so thankful that you would gather with us today. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would just have your way. Speak to your children, Lord. And Lord, I can't do it, Father. And Lord, I can laugh with them. I can talk with them. But it takes you to speak to them, Father. Lord, I just pray, Father, tonight that you would just do that, Father. Help us tonight, Father, as we endeavor to stand here before the purchased power of the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, I just thank you that you have allowed me to be a part of that. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you would help us now. Lord, lead us now tonight. Bless your people, Lord, as gathered here. Brother Donnie, Father, Lord, I just thank you for him, Father. Ask you to minister to him, Lord, and even this problem he's having, Father. Lord, you're able, Father, to remove that thing, Father. Lord, just get glory out of the service in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I told Jim to see when he called me. No, I ain't taking my coat off. He called me and he said, you know, I'm the one that torments you. I said, you just made me sick on my stomach. You know, now you won't know what I'm supposed to say, and I hardly know what I want to say. You know, and so anyhow, But tonight, by the help of the Lord, I want you to look with me, if you would, and certainly an honor to be with you tonight, and Brother Donnie. And he preached Wednesday night, and I was listening to Brother Donnie, and I thought, he's feeling pretty good. Why don't he preach over the weekend? He seemed to me like he was doing real good, you know, and I was happy. Amen. And then he said, you know, you come on up here. And I thought, oh, Jesus, you know. But, you know, God's good to me, you know, and he'll help me. And if he don't, we'll just go to Shoney's. We want to look at 1 Kings chapter 10. And maybe a little something on my heart tonight I'd like to share with you and ask the Lord if he'll just help us, because we're totally helpless without him, and we can speak a lot of things and we can talk about a lot of statements, but I'd like to take this thought tonight on God will lead you if you're determined. You know, it's not just God doing something, but you've got to be determined, you know, to follow him. But I want you to look at here, if you would, in chapter 10 of 1 Kings, he said, and when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came and to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train and with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. And if you didn't look at that, and he says he sobbed all her questions. Amen. There was not anything that he hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built. Now, I want you to know that she's looking at the carnal part right now. Amen. She's not looking at the spiritual part, you know, and she's looking at what she's kind of scouting out this thing and what he really owns. And I thought, you know, God help us. Amen. Go a little bit deeper than that. Amen. Amen. Just not look at the carnal thing, but look at the. And I want you to notice, she said, and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel and their cupbearer and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, and there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it was true report that I have heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. I want you to notice this now. Howbeit, I believe not thy words. Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen. Just don't believe everything you hear. Huh? I mean, don't believe everything you hear, because everything not now ain't gospel. Huh? Amen. Because I'm going to tell you what, we believed a lot of things before. Amen. It wasn't true. Amen. Amen. It just wasn't true at all. And she said, look, I just didn't take somebody's word for it. I wanted to find out for myself. Amen. I want to check this thing out. I want to know if it's real or not. Amen. I don't want to just come to Donnie Reagan's church. I want to know what he's saying. Amen. What he got, I want to get that same thing. Because I don't know if he's telling me the truth unless I get what he's got. Oh, come on, Reagan's. You might well say amen. Amen. I like this guy. I probably know him before you did. But the thing about it is, church, amen, we pull on that kind of person instead of checking it out for ourselves. Huh? Amen. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. Amen. I've heard about this message. My God, I heard about it a long time ago. Amen. But I didn't experience that thing. But there come a time in 1969, I got a hold of it myself. It become more real to me, amen, than the ones that were telling me. Huh? Amen. Amen. They're not around no more. Amen. But wow, it wasn't real to them. Amen. So she said, look, amen, I heard about all these things, but you know what? I didn't really take their word for it. Hello? Into the truth. Amen. What's he said? He said, howbeit I believe not the words until I came and my eyes have seen it. And behold, the hand was not told me the wisdom approached me exceedingly the fame which I heard. And I wish all of our churches could get like this. Happy are the men. Happy are the men. Happy are they. Amen. Are thy servants which stand continuously. Three times a week at least. Stand continuously. Amen. Amen. And before thee and hear this wisdom. Hear this word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word. Lord, bless you. Now, Father, to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. And I couldn't help but think about that, you know, earlier as I was studying today and looking at it over and over and over again. And I thought, my, happy, excited. These people that stands. Amen. And you know what, church? They probably wasn't either. You think if we're happy, we'd never miss a service. We'd never miss a service. We'd be there every service. Amen. If we had somebody had to wheel us in. I'm going to preach anyhow. You might as well go ahead. See, the thing about it is, amen, once you get very determined, God's going to lead you right to the rock. She becomes so determined, amen, amen, nothing was going to stop her. You know, church, amen, the word of God is for your benefit. It ain't just somebody up here bumping his gums. You want me to pray, but you ain't going to pray. You want me to get something to feed you, and you ain't even hungry. Hello? Amen. You say, but Brother Homer, amen. There was enough scripture read, amen, that we ought to enter in very easily tonight. Praise the Lord. Okay. Brother Ben says it like this on the Queen of Sheba. Amen. No matter what the opposition is, no matter, amen, what the opposition is, I've got to get to there. I've got to hear this word. I've got to be there. Something's going to happen tonight. Amen. Some way I'm going to get healed. I'm going to get delivered. I'm going to get saved. I'm going to get something from God. I've got to get there. I've got to move there. When you come, amen, and we're just spectators a lot of times. Amen, we come to the house of God, we take our place, and we still got too much stuff on our minds. You've got to work for a living, I understand that. Amen, but the thing about it is, church, amen, if you'd put more into what God's got for you than your job, you would be a more happier person because God would bless you more. Your company ain't going to bless you because if it gets a little slack, they fire you. Amen. Ain't it the truth? But tonight, church, amen, you got something that's got an eternal value. Happy, she said, my God, amen. Man, you men ought to be shouting all the time. Y'all standing in the presence of this message. I mean, y'all come tonight in the presence of this message. You just become church people. Amen. They say, I don't see nothing special. We heard this last week. Well, ain't it the truth? Huh? You know, that's the reason you have to ask somebody. Raise your hand. Clap your hand. Praise the Lord. You ain't happy. When you happy, you doing that without somebody telling you. Now, you know, sometimes I get happy even when I'm sleeping. Amen. When I'm sleeping, I wake up laughing.
Because something was funny. And you know, even it come over me. Don't think I'm strange. Amen. You know that's the truth. You ever see people wake up mad? Huh? I see people wake up mad. Don't you talk to me. Don't you say nothing to me. Wonder what happened during the night. Y'all want me to look at you right now, don't you? You're not the most happiest people in the world just because you're from Happy Valley. You ought to be, amen, so happy that you're in the presence of the Word of God continuously. Every day. Amen. She said, men, think about it. She's running around there and they're looking at her. Wonder what's the matter with her. That's kind of like a newcomer coming to the message. They're so excited. I said, we'll get that out of them. Let them hang around. We'll get that out of them. Won't we? Some of you are shaking your head. Some of you don't know what to do. Ain't that the truth? You see somebody's happy. You know what? If people start snarling their nose up. Say, this, you know, something wrong with them. Huh? Happy are you? She said, my. Look what y'all into. My, y'all get to hear ever-present water from a rock. My, amen. He's telling you about your future home and you sat there like a knot of the log. My, you ought to be the happiest people in the world. You may slip out of here tomorrow and you go into that brand new home. You ought to be so happy. Amen. When Brother Donnie walks out there and said, man, amen, suck him dry. Somebody said, well, he didn't preach what I want to. It's your fault. Brother Brenner said, you are the one that determines how the service is going to go. Somebody said, well, amen, Brother Homer, he's coming. Amen. This is not Homer. This is God's word. You know, yeah, man. Let me tell you what, church, you ought to be so determined tonight as she was. And when she got there, she heard, amen, what you have heard has become common to you. It's become so common. I run off 65 tapes, amen, last week. You ought to stop and listen to one of them. Happy. Gene, amen. Look at it, man, you're old, veteran. And you're old too. So what kind of people should we be? Amen. I told the church the other day, I said, we ought to get up in the morning and say, I am thinking of a rapture in our blessed home on high. I mean, we ought to get up thinking about that. Get up, amen. Why? Because that's where we're going. Amen. I got up thinking I was coming here. Amen. Amen. You know what? I made preparations to be here. Right? I was thinking about this. I thought about it. Ever since Donnie, amen, texted me about coming. I've been thinking about it. I've been sick a little bit. Want to know what I'm going to do when I get here. But you know what? I kept it on my mind. I kept it on my mind. Well, what about you leaving here? What about a rapture? Amen. What about a time? Amen. This is not going to be no more. What if, amen, what if this becomes a fond memory? What if it does? You say, I'll tell you one thing. I don't feel like shouting. You know why? Because you know what? You can only shout with music. Amen. Amen. You know what? I told my wife. My wife's sick all the time. And I said, you know what? Amen. Just for her to feel good one day is a blessing. So happy. I feel good. You know what? She said, I feel good. Why don't we go to town? Why don't we go to Walmart? Why don't we go? I don't feel that good. I want you to listen. No matter what the opposition was, I've got to get to where that word is. I was reminiscing a little bit the other day, and I thought, you know, back 40 years ago, man, you think that we'd work all night, amen, church was going on? You got to be crazy. That's the most dumbest thing we'd ever heard of. Why? They told us, amen, any minute the Lord's coming. If he was going to come, I want to be there when he got there. Now, amen, if done in here, we ain't coming. So are you looking for God or looking for Donnie? Come on, church. Oh, yeah, amen. I leave sometimes my church gets mad as a hornet. You know why? Because they're looking for Homer, not God. She was so excited. She was so determined to get there. And you know what? Brother Ben said, when she got that determined, God was going to see to it that she got there. Huh? Brother Ben said, no matter what the opposition looked like, if you are determined to find truth, God will lead you and he'll protect you. Amen. Amen. To do that thing. Amen. To where? Amen. Where it's at. If you're determined, God will protect you. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know what's going to happen, Lord. Amen. Let me tell you what, church, if you're on your way to, amen, to find truth, just keep on going. But you know, hey man, she had a problem. Ishmael's kids was out there. One of the believer's children was out there. You have to be careful today. Hey man, some of the believers out there, they might hang you. You almost have to go with a white flag. Ishmael, amen, was Abraham's boy. But he wasn't converted. And when you get a person, amen, that ain't converted, you're in trouble. Don't turn your back on him. Praise the Lord. See, God was going to protect her. Amen. Amen. I just want you to tell me about it. I want to find out. You know, she, every time, as Brother Ben said, every time somebody came by and she would ask them. And the more excited she got. More excited she got. Brother, I will tell you what, if it's not exciting now, you'll never be excited. Because I want you to know we're fixing to go to where we have longed to go for all these years. And if it ain't exciting now, it'll never be. If it is not ready now, we're never going to get ready. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you're not excited now, you can hang it up. Oh, Tennessee and Auburn played today. Huh? Now, amen. I wonder what happened. Who cares? Jesus came today. Wonder if you opened the door to him today. Did you get ready for the service? They got ready for Auburn. They got ready for Tennessee. The truth anyhow. Amen. She's so excited. I keep hearing about this. Amen. Brother Brown said, I heard, now I see. I heard, now I want to see this. I just don't want to hear somebody tell me all the healing stories. Tell me about this word. Tell me something's going to change my life. Tell me something's going to make a better husband out of me. Tell me something's going to make a better father. Amen. Men, you ought to be so happy that you said in his presence, she said. I've come all the way out here. Amen. Just to hear a little word from him. And y'all been here all this time. God, you got the best food. There's food in the storehouse. But you're going to have to get in the storehouse. You can't miss church. Amen. I know, I wonder sometimes, wonder if Donnie would go up in the mountains for 40 days. Wonder what kind of calf you'd make. Huh? Come on, church. I wonder how many empty seats we'd have then. Can I go on a little further? You sure now? Okay. Amen. Brother Benson, he said, I want you to notice now, he said. And he said, as we notice, the little lady, amen, had passed, amen, this way. Oh my. She was so determined to find out. She wanted to know, amen. Amen. She was so determined to get there as the woman with the issue of blood. Do you realize it wasn't easy for the woman with issue of blood to get to Jesus? You may not have to fight through the crowd of people, amen, especially coming to church nowadays. You don't have to do that. But you have to fight spirits. You have to fight all kinds of spirits. Huh? Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. Somebody said, well, Brother Homer, I'll tell you one thing. I just come. I didn't have a problem in the world. Amen. You're not here tonight. Because if you come, amen, you had to fight your way here. Amen. Is that all right? Brother Ben said it like this. He said, I want you to know. He said, God's hands protected her till she finally arrived at that place. Amen. God's hands was right upon her. Amen. Until she got to where she was going. Watch what he says. Watch what the prophet of God says. That's all right. Brother Ben said, he said, but you know, there's something about it. When your heart goes to hungering for God, you don't have no fear. You don't have no fear. You just keep on going anyhow. Amen. Don't you think about it. Amen. What mama's gonna say? What papa's gonna say? What so-and-so's gonna say? What my boss is gonna say? Just keep on moving. Just keep on moving. Amen. And as Brother Ben said, and when you begin to hunger and thirst for God, amen, something, it begins to come. Amen. You have to go after it. Amen. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. You know, sometimes you get to hunger for simple things. Honey buns or something, whatever. Ice cream cone. You don't need that. You ain't gonna die. Right? You're not gonna die if you don't get an ice cream cone. But you get to hunger for that thing. And you'll get up. And you'll start searching. You'll start searching. And you'll search and you'll search and you'll search. Amen. And you'll call the whole house in. Right? You start asking the wife, says, hey, didn't we have something? She said, we eat them all. And watch the look on your face right about then. You're out of it. You're out of it. You know, she said, well, Walmart's open 24 hours. Don't y'all look at me like that. You know that's true. You may not go after ice cream, but you'll go after something. Huh? Is that the truth? Yes, so you know what? And you'll go down there, and you get so excited, you'll run a stop sign. Preaching that is. Y'all think that's, you think that's funny, but that's the truth. You know why? Because you're searching for something. You're looking for something. I'm going to tell you something, church. Hey, man, when I come to the house of God, I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a change. I'm looking for something to make me a better person. Amen. And something's got to create into me. Amen. If it's real easy, amen, it's not going to happen. I've got to fight for every inch of ground I get. Huh? And I want you to know I'm going to have to go looking for that. I can't just hear about it all the time. Huh? You know, they got this, McDonald's got this Pearly M&M cream thing, ice cream. Son. Wednesday night we go. Sunday night we go. And we know that they got them. Huh? And we go there. And you know what? Look, take a look at our face if they say they're out.
Right, Brother Holman.
You said that's carnal. Oh, it is? Come on, church. Amen. You ought to come looking. Every service, you ought to come looking. Amen. You say, well, Brother so-and-so preached tonight. Look on your face. Brothers, y'all scanning when Brother Donnie ain't preaching. Huh? Come on now. Because that's what you're searching for. Huh? You're searching for it. And that's what you're looking for. If he says it, you're going to shout. If you said it, and that's wonderful. I do the same thing. I tell my wife, Donnie's my pastor. You know what he said? Where's the tithes at? But you know what? I listen. Hey, sometimes somebody else preaches, I don't turn on. Well, you want me to be a liar or tell you the truth?
Tell the truth.
You know how it is. It's the truth. You know, it's like a lot of people, they live stream. They could be in church. And you know, Brother Donnie's my pastor. Well, not only that, Brother Brent said he's your husband, spiritually speaking.
Right.
And you know what? I'd hate to know my wife just come around every once a month. I'd be hard to have a relationship if I just had a wife once a month. Oh, I tell you what, brother, boy, I tell you what. We sat there in our pajamas with our popcorn and we watched Donnie, our pastor. Why don't you get there? Why don't you go there? Amen. Your presence might mean something to the service. You know why? You may get saved. Come on, church. Amen. You know, Brother Brennan said, if that's my husband, I want to be pretty close to him. Hey, you know what, church? Amen. When this thing is over, my wife, amen, she is ready for me to come home. Why? Because she's my wife, I'm her husband, and we need to get together. I don't understand these people. Amen. I can only come once a month. Why can't you come twice a month? You ain't going to do nothing. Brother Donnie, I know you hate it that I called. You called me. Come on, she was so excited. She was so excited to be there. Man, amen. Look at you people. Y'all stand here all the time. Why ain't y'all happy like me? Why ain't you excited, oh man, hearing this wisdom? You know why it's become common to you. It's become common to you, amen. It don't have the effect when you first moved into Johnson City. Well, is it the truth or not? You know, and, no, for a while you wouldn't miss a service. Why? I got to be there. I moved here. I got to be there. He's my pastor. I got to be there. You know what, church? He's going to have church with or without you. But you're the one that's missing. You know, I'd hate to go home. My wife tell me, she said, well, Homer, I tell you what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to just take a month off. I said, no, you better take two. Because if you need a vacation from me, amen, there's something bad wrong with you. Because I'm your husband. Can I go on? Amen. Brother Man says it like this. He said, oh, blessed are they that hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. Hunger and thirst. Oh my. Until you get thirsty, you can't talk about it. Amen. But when you go to thirsting, you really then, amen, you want to be where it's at. Amen. Is it the truth? Amen. Amen. You'll go anywhere you have to do. You remember Brother Bram said, you get the hunger and you eat out of a garbage can. Why would you eat out of a garbage can when you got a clean table? Amen. Well, praise the Lord anyhow. Watch what he said. She was thinking. Amen. She wasn't thinking about Ishmael's children. God would protect her. If this God was God, he'll protect her. Amen. And when she was on her road, run out. I want you to listen to this now. In the daytime, she would lay under a little, amen, under with our little maids along there and read the scrolls. Come on, church, I want to ask you something. Her maidens wasn't going for the same reason. You know, when I left my denominational church, they didn't want to go for the same reason. And I thought while they're sitting down there, and she said, oh, come here, look here, look here, look at you, look at what I found right here. And they say, you know, they tell that other, and they said, you know, really, she's just about making me sick.
Yeah.
But she pays good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. The finances is good. Yeah. That's the reason they're going with her. Yeah. Huh? She's a rich woman. Yeah. She's got plenty.
Yeah.
But they wasn't interested in them strolls. They wasn't interested in that. They didn't go in there and listen to Sodom. They didn't go in there, amen, hear all this great wisdom. But he didn't say, amen, he told them. Huh? Not everybody, amen, come out when you come out. That was a lot of people, amen, you thought, amen, all to hear this. But they didn't come out with you. And neither did they go in there and hear the same word that you're hearing.
Amen.
But she was that time. She would read the scrolls. Amen. Amen. Every day. And she'd get so excited. I can imagine she'd say, look, maidens. Boy, we're going to have a time when we get there.
Yeah. Amen.
They just look at her. And I said, I tell you one thing. We can get somewhere and dump her. Huh? If we can just get away from her, maybe she'll pay our expenses back home. But I ain't interested in Solomon. I ain't interested because we got to, amen, she's got to pay when she gets there. Isn't that wonderful? I'm going to say it. Well, you know, when you get here, you still got to pay tithes. Amen. Still got to give an offering. Right? Somebody said, well, I tell you what, that's what I don't like about this stuff. You mean you always, somebody says it's a money thing. No, it's not a money thing. It's a blessing thing. Or it's a cursing thing. Amen. Amen. Isn't that something? You know, a lot of people would rather have a curse than they had a blessing. Well, praise the Lord. I'll try to quit when I'm through. What'd you say? In the daytime, she would lay around under with her little maids alone there and read the scrolls and say, is that great sky Jehovah made there? Did he do this? I'm going to find out.
Amen.
I'm going to go down there. I'm not going to pay attention to what they said. The Ohio River didn't work. I'm going to find out for myself. I ain't worried about a bridge. I'm just worried about a coming. I ain't worried about, amen, if it was February or March. All I know, it appeared. It was there. Amen. And I wasn't too excited about when it was. But you know what, church? It happened 63 and we're still carrying it. It's still real to us today. Amen. It's still a part of us. Amen. I'm not so much interested, amen, in Georgia Carter's experience. That's wonderful. But what about mine? Georgia Carter's done died. I'm not worried about them people. They done got their reward. What about us tonight? I mean, what do you come for tonight? Huh? Did we want to hear the wisdom of the Word of God? Or do we just want to look around at the furniture? I'll tell you one thing. Got some new flowers in here, done it since I've been here. Wonder how you knew. Because you're looking at the table. And you're looking at the sin. And you're looking at the cupbearer. Where's all the deacons at now, Brother Donnie? What do you care? You're not here to look for deacons. You're not here to look for song leaders. You're not here to look for musicians. You're here to find out what's in store for me tonight. What's in store for me tonight? What can I get out of this? Tomorrow, amen. On the way home, it may be your last ride. What did you come looking for tonight? Huh? Come on, church. They sang that song, He Came Looking For Me. Amen. Yeah, but did you respond to Him? He don't send people to hell. You do. Brother Bear said, he said, amen. He made a way of escape. Amen. If you go to hell, you wanted to go. He made a way of escape so you don't have to go to hell. So when you, amen, if you go to hell over all this preaching, when you get down there, tell the devil, let me shake your hand because I have fought my way down here. You said, Brother Homer, that ain't fair. It ain't fair. He made a way for you. Amen. Them people didn't have to drown in Noah's day. They didn't got on the ark. But it was so different. Huh? Amen. But they didn't have to perish. Amen. Amen. I don't have to perish. God made a way of escape for me. But the thing about it is, when I get there, am I going to enter in? Amen. There's a lot of people around the ark. They had scoffers, mockers. Huh? Amen. They wouldn't go on the ark. You say, but Brother Homer, they wouldn't predestinate. But they could have went on it. They could have went on it. He was preaching 120 years to get on it. Amen. Amen. We ain't getting on that thing. That's scary. They weren't near as scary as when they shut the door and the rain came. What near scary, amen, is when the rain came. Ain't gonna be as near. Brother Ben said, amen, who is the disappointed people at doing? It's the ones that didn't go in the ark. I know. Amen. Amen. Look, church, Brother Ben says it like this. He said, I want you to know. He said, if you're really in your heart trying to find out what's right, God will lead you to that spot.
Amen.
Brother Donnie, God will lead you to that spot. If you're really hungry in your heart.
Amen.
Come on, church. So it's not God keeping you out. If you're hungry in your heart, oh God, I want to know more. Amen. I really want to know what you're talking about. He'll lead you. He'll lead you right there. You say, well, I thought it's just for predestination. He didn't say that. He said, I'll lead you if you're hungry in your heart.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But the thing about it is, when your heart starts hungering, start finding out why it's hungering for.
Amen.
Amen. You know what, church? Once God puts a desire in there, he's not going to take it out. Only thing you're going to reject it or accept it. You know what? That's what I told them about being married. When you're married so long. So how'd you stay married so long? I said, love.
Right. Amen.
It's an itchy feeling around your heart you can't scratch. So you keep trying to scratch. And you just keep right on staying. See, the thing about it is, somebody said, well, I'll tell you one thing is, I believe I've got about all I need. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you what, church, you're lacking something. Because every time you go back to the well, there's a fresh drink. And I keep coming back. I keep coming back. Amen. Why? Amen. Because, you know what? I've got a problem. I'm human. I got a 5-cent body. And that baby gives me trouble. You know it does. It gives me trouble. You know what? Paul said, when I try to do good, evil's always there. He didn't have company. He didn't have somebody around him. He had him. My God, I ain't giving you no problem. You are. I'm not your problem. You are. Amen. You say, well, I tell you one thing. I've got a problem here and I got a problem there. Amen. Let me tell you what. That's the reason I told somebody, I thank God for pain. Come on. If I got something wrong with my body, I got pain. It, you know, that's just in my side. Ain't no use the doctor track my head. I said, doctor, it's right here. Right here. How you know? It's hurting right there. So pain lets me know. Pain lets me know that I need a checkup. Trials that I fail lets me know I need a checkup. Somebody said, well, Brother Homer, the more I come to church, the more trials. I said, amen. God bless your heart. He's trying to help you. I told somebody at the church, I said, you know why people don't want to really get dedicated? Because Brother Brown said, the more loyal you become, the more trials you get. I don't like trials. Anybody in his right mind don't like trials. Amen. But I'll tell you what, and that's the reason a lot of people won't press the battle harder. Because they know there's another trial. Is that all right? You know what, church? As the prophet of God said, she was on the back of a camel.
Right.
Have you ever saw one of them things? Donnie, you rode one of them, did you? When you went to Israel, you rode a camel, didn't you? You ever seen this guy? I seen his picture. It feels like that was 100 years ago. Can you imagine you way up yonder? And that thing ain't moving very fast at all. And I thought, here she is. This is what she's riding. To come to hear a man that everybody's got her excited over. They've got her so excited, she said, mount up that camel. She didn't, amen. You know, people don't even like it if you ain't got the air conditioner working. People don't like it if you ain't got the heater going. Oh, y'all don't have that problem? You ought to come to a little bitty church. I've had them come out of church and they said,
Why you have to keep it so cold? I'd never done nothing to the thermostat. I just went and preached.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if they'd got their mind off the thermostat, maybe they'd have warmed up.
Yeah. Right.
Well, ain't the truth?
Yeah.
Come on, church. Amen. We got mindset. Thank God. Amen. There was something that was so inspiring to this woman.
Amen.
There's something so inspiring. I'm going to tell you what, church. I don't care if you've been around this thing 100 years, 50 years, 20 years. It's inspiring.
Amen.
It's inspiring.
Yes,
amen. I sat there last night until 2 o'clock this morning and listened to unrecognized presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I thought, isn't it such a shame? Brother Man, I'm talking about all those religious people and they failed to recognize. Do you realize, church, God promised to meet you every time you come? He promised, I'll be with you even in you. Amen. And he said, where 2 or 3 would agree and gather in my name, I'll be in their midst. Don't you realize tonight, amen, amen, there's enough power of God in here, amen, with those few believers?
Amen.
To change the whole course of this service?
Amen.
To change the whole course of your life?
Amen.
Amen. But you know what, church? Amen. We come in, amen, amen, and oh my, amen, well, we've got our mind set. But she didn't have her mind set. She wasn't thinking about what they told her when she left her homeland. I'll tell you what, you're going to be put out of the church. You ain't going to be queen no more. She didn't care. Because she was finding a king. She was hunting a king. Amen. He wasn't just, amen, introducing her to Sodom, Solomon. He was introducing her to a real king. Amen. Church, I'm going to tell you what. Amen. I believe Brother Lance preached the other night. Amen. On just loving God. And if you don't, amen. But if you don't love your brother, you're not going to love God. Your attitude, amen. Your brother, amen, is your attitude towards God. Everybody can love God. You ain't never seen him. You go back and you read the history. You read the Bible. Amen. You're just taking somebody's word for it. Amen. But once you experience that, you're not taking somebody's word for it. You know it.
Amen.
See, amen. She was almost a rebuke to those people that are standing there. Amen. She said, my, how happy are you to be?
Amen.
You stand in the presence of this all the time.
Amen. Think about it.
To me, that is, amen, that's worth more than any kind of money.
Yeah.
Is to be able to stand in his presence.
Amen.
Stand there, church, amen, and to see God unfold. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. And I thought, God, amen, what a people we ought to be.
Yes, sir.
What a people we ought to be. Amen. Brother Branham made a comment like this. Amen. He said, look, amen, when you get to really, amen, when really in your heart you're trying to find out what's right, God will lead you right to that spot. He will protect you all along the road and bring you to that spot.
Yes, sir.
Brother Man said he'll protect you all along the road until he brings you. Man, that's enough to thank God for the rest of your life. He brought you here. Amen. You're not just amen. You're not church people. Amen. You have come into his presence. Brother Branham said, if you won't ditch and you missed, amen, he said, oh, amen, welcome and receive the word. Amen.
Glory.
I mean, that's what he said.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Brother Branham said on his wonders to perform, he said, Mary and Joseph on their way to Bethlehem. Amen. But you know, if God is leading the way, what difference does it make? God will protect you.
Amen.
Amen. He'll protect you to your destination. Amen. There's no danger. Really? Can you imagine? There's no way that Ishmael could come to them.
Think about it.
Ishmael couldn't get to them people.
Why? God said, I'm going to protect them. That's just good in here. I'm going to tell you what, that's good. Brother Matt said, amen. He'll protect, God will protect you to your destination. Amen. There's no danger. There is no danger. Amen. Walking with the Lord. I would believe easily that there was, amen, there was a host of 10,000 angels walking along there. Amen. With that man. Amen. And amen. That little donkey. Amen. She was just as safe as she could be. Bible says he puts a camp, amen, a host of angels around you. Amen. Amen. There's no danger in falling. Somebody said, well, Brother Homer, I'm afraid I'm going to backslide. Amen. Why are you afraid? Are you doing something? If you ain't doing nothing, you ain't afraid. Huh? I mean, you know, hey, look, if the cop pulls up here, red light's flashing, you ain't done nothing. Yeah. You walk right out there and said, can I help you? What you looking for? Yeah. Ain't you scared? I wonder who he's looking for. Not me. Yeah. Ain't looking for me. Huh? Amen. Amen. Let me tell you what church. What's the danger? What are you scared of falling? She was on that donkey. He was sure-footed. He could walk sideways around the mountain. Right? He wasn't going to stumble. Can you imagine him stumbling, trying to stumble, and that angel sitting over there leaning up against that donkey? Huh? That donkey couldn't have fell if he wanted to. My God, amen. If he had to, them angels could have picked a donkey up.
Right. Amen.
Well, you know what? Once he come on the scene, all of it's going to benefit. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, church. That's the reason we come in here. We hear the word of God. We'll not be able to contain it.
Amen.
What is saying? What's that little song saying? Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Yeah.
Come on, church. Come on. Come on. Wake up, y'all. Is he that way? Remember Brother Bram telling about that person about 104 years old? And they asked her, he said, how long have you been serving the Lord? She said, ever since about 6 or 7. You know what her testimony was? He gets sweeter as the day go by. He gets sweeter. Huh? He gets sweeter every day.
That's right.
Can you imagine? It ain't nothing but a lump of sugar. You serve God ever since you were 7 years old. You're 300 years. I mean, 107 years old, 104 years old, man. I want you to know you got some contact.
Yeah. Amen. Glory.
Praise the Lord. I mean, Brother Horn, look, man.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine serving God that long?
Amen.
And he gets sweeter.
It's true.
You know what we? You know what I? You know I see a lot of time at church. Can I see you after church, Brother Homer? Yeah. I know what you're gonna say. I just don't see how I can make it, Brother Homer. I've had such a battle.
Uh-oh. Oh,
welcome. Welcome.
Sure.
Right. Get it, brother.
They made you on that problem.
Uh-huh.
A problem. Problem. Amen. Instead of the answer. See, when she got there, she got her answer. When she got to Jesus, you got your answer. When you got to the Word, you got your answer. The Baptist couldn't give it to you. The Methodist couldn't give it to you. Pentecost couldn't give it. But when you got to the Word, you got your answer. I mean, it's settled now. Huh? Now what you can do is rejoice. Now you can love. You wasn't lovable before. But now the fruits of the Spirit is love. Joy. Bud, you got it all the time, ain't you? Joy. but ain't the truth.
Amen.
Joy.
Right.
Come on, church. You know, a lot of people's got to be pumped to joy. Come on, church. I was a sinner. I was in bad shape. But I want to tell you what. When he reached down and he picked me up, he set my feet on a rock. Amen. And from then on, church, amen, there's something down inside of me. When I'm low, I'm high. I don't have to take up and down. I've got it. It just kicks in at certain times. Right? Donnie been going through this kidney stone for a while. Amen. What if he didn't have the joy of the Lord in there? It wouldn't be long. He'd be so mad. You know what? I went to the eye doctor, and you know what the eye doctor told me? He said, "Man, ain't no man come in my office, sit in my chair, 70 years old, and don't need glasses." I thought, hallelujah. He said, "This is unreal." I said, "It's just the grace of God."
That's right.
I went to the asthmatic doctor the other day, and he said, "I want you to go over here and take some x-rays. I want you to go over here, and you need to go through this, and I want you to go in here and breathe, and I want you to breathe." Thank God for breathing. I went over there, and I breathed through this thing, and I went, and he said, "I want you to come back to my office," and he looks at my chart, and he said, "Man, what's wrong?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "There ain't nothing wrong with you." I thought, are you sad or am I? I said, "It's just the grace of God. It's just the grace of God." You know, Brother Dunny, I walked out of there and I thought I was a brand new man. Even the doctors had to say I was good in health. Told me, said, "Why don't you take a stress test?" I took a stress test. And I went through all these things and all the way through it and on the treadmill. No, this just a couple months ago. They said, "Can you stand another?" And I said, "Turn her up, baby." Said, "Can you stand another?" And I said, "Turn her up." She said, "You done it." I didn't know what I'd done. I said, "I do all right." She said, "According to what I see, you done all right." And I went to the doctor, and he said, "Ain't nothing wrong with your heart." What did I do? Nothing. Nothing. You know what? We got a high priest. I inquired about the wisdom, not just of Solomon, but the word of God. You know what he told me? "I'm the Lord that healeth all thy diseases." He said, "You know what I also do? I deliver you out of destruction." I thought, man, what a God.
Yeah.
See, that's what I come to church for. I want to find out.
Amen.
Check on my next visit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He told me, he said, "Go on down there to Walmart and get you a pair of reading glasses. Because you can't get up here." So I just got me a pair, $19 or something like that. Huh? So I can see. Why? Who is it? I found the one. I came all this distance. Amen. To the foot of the cross. You said, "Are you bragging?" Yeah. Yeah. I'm bragging on him. I can't brag on me, but I can brag on him. You know, can you imagine what she acted like when she left there, Brother Donnie?
Man, she's probably like a little girl skipping all the way. I imagine she felt like she could have let that that camel ride on her. Come on, church. Have you ever got a good, clean bill of health?
Yeah.
What if you go out there and say, God, tell you one thing. He just probably don't know nothing.
Uh-huh.
I walked out of there and I was so happy.
Sure.
Huh? I could walk out of there and I said, the song says, talk about happy. Yeah. Happy, happy. When the doctor gave me clean bill of health.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. You know what, church? You don't have to get sick to die. Just start looking for the rapture.
Amen.
I know you're saying, Brother Donnie, where'd you find him? Did you know his daddy's my daddy? Me and him off the same tree. Come on, church. Just because Brother Donnie don't act like me, don't see any. I don't mean he ain't off the same tree. I mean, everybody don't act like Louis. Don't say it. Amen. But you know what? We're off the same tree. We got the same Father. Amen. And you know what? I can just, you know, when I first come to the message, it was such a joy in my spirit.
That's right.
Man, I want to tell you what, I just never saw nothing like it. And I can imagine what she must have felt like on the way back, all the way back to Egypt.
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine, Brother Donnie, what she must have felt like? Man, everything that I had on my heart, he told me.
Amen.
Can you imagine? You hear the prophet of God said, sister, you know, thus and so. And he said, oh, she's going to miss it. You know what? She wasn't giving her undivided attention to it. I told somebody, I said, if I had a certain problem in my body and Brother Bram started discerning, I'd wake up to that thing because that's exactly what I had.
Exactly.
So if he's going to speak to Brother Horn, hey, amen, maybe I can get under that.
Sure.
I remember when I was in Barbados, I mean, this pastor's wife over there, she was sick all the time. She couldn't come to the meeting. She was so sick. So she was listening to the prophet of God. And he said, prayer card number 5. Nobody said nothing. Prayer card number 5. Nobody said nothing. Is prayer card number 5 in the house? So she said, I'll take number 5. And she took number 5 and God healed her quickly. Right there. Amen. I'll take number 5. I'll take what God offers tonight. I'll take it, the word of God. I'll take my number tonight, amen. And I want you to know, I will be changed, amen. I'll take number 5. I'll take the word of God. I'll go back home. I'll rejoice all the way home. Why? Because everything has been explained. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. I'll take number 5. I'll take the way where the Lord despised you. I'll be there when nobody else is. I'll keep coming back to the well of grace. Amen. I'll take the way where the Lord despised you. Come, amen. Amen. You love him tonight? Amen. Why don't you just raise your hand and say, God, thank you that I've come looking for the word of God tonight. Lord, tonight I want you to know God has done something in my life. I won't have to go empty-handed. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Come, Brother Donnie. Amen. Father, bless your people tonight, God. May the Holy Spirit direct tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Brother Donnie.
Hallelujah. You believe he's just as real right here in this building tonight? Whatever your need is, whatever your request is, let's just whisper it right now. in the ears of our high priest. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we come before you tonight, Father, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We're grateful, Lord, that this word can be so real to us today. Lord, you see the needs of your children. Heavenly Father, we're just asking you tonight for those that are sick, those that maybe are weary, they got needs in their homes, their lives, their finances, whatever it is, Lord, may the presence of God, I pray, anoint our hearts. Lord Jesus, we believe that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, Heavenly Father, glory to God, glory to God. Lord Jesus, may your healing virtue flow through this place tonight, Lord. Deliverance, peace, the power of the Holy Ghost. Whatever the needs of your people are, Lord, I pray. Maybe some, Lord, it's become common. It's just become where they just hear it over and over. I pray you'd renew them tonight. Refresh them, Lord Jesus. Oh, help us to see, Lord, that's not what you want for us. You don't want it to be common and old, but Lord, renewed day by day. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Now we've asked in faith, believing, and we claim it as ours. And we say it is done. It is done. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. A woman tried so many physicians, yet grew worse. So to Jesus she came, and when whispered these words, glory through her name. Sing it with me now. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. You believe that? Then your life will never be the same. Verse, I was bound when I knelt at the altar. They said Jesus could meet my every need. When this prisoner sing it like this. Well, glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory.
tonight.
Hallelujah. Enjoy the word tonight. Praise the Lord. Oh, my friends, we don't want His presence, His word, His ministry, this great message to become so common to us. Well, we're going to church. We're going to listen to a tape. My. And you realize it takes the presence of God to keep that old thing away from us, that old Laodicea thing. It takes His presence. And we must be determined as well. He won't just do it for us. We've got to say, I don't want that thing on me. I don't want that thing on me. Amen. God bless you. What do you think? Should we have him back in the morning? Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we so thank you tonight, Lord, for once again speaking to our hearts. Lord, it's just one of the many things that we love about you, the diversity of gifts that you place in the body. Lord, we thank you for each God-called man that you've had down through the ages. It'll be such a wonderful thing when we all gather there, Lord, and we see those who have gone before us, Lord, and we see the great victories that have been won. And we think about those that we've had the privilege to be brothers and friends together in this life. We thank you, Lord, for the men of God that are called by the Holy Ghost to bring the word. One will bring it one way, one another way. One will prick our conscience by a certain mannerism or a certain style. But we look at all of that and we realize that you diversify and you gift your people in such a way that will bring honor and glory to the kingdom of God. We thank you for your word, Lord. Once again, we so appreciate it. May we take these things so deeply in our hearts, dear God. If that woman, just being in the courts of the King Solomon, seeing the things of God that you were doing at that time, what would she say today? When a greater than Solomon is here. Lord, we count it an honor, a privilege to be in your court, in your presence, Lord God, feeding on your word. Lord Jesus, may it not become cold and common. Father, may it be renewed. May your mercies and your things that you give us be renewed every day in our lives. Thank you for the service tonight, Father. Ask your blessings on the people. Pray that you'd strengthen Brother Homer, Lord, and we gather here in the morning if it be pleasing to you once again to sit at your table. We want you to know before we go, we love you so much. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, here I am 57 years old. You tugged on my heart when I was just a 12-year-old boy. 45 years I've been serving you. Lord, started preaching when I was 18. Most of my life has been in church. And I'm so grateful, Lord Jesus. I love you now more than ever before. I need you now more than ever. Lord, bless your children, Father. Praise God. In Jesus' name. How many feels that same way? Some of y'all been serving him 20, 30, 40 years. How many knows you need him more now than ever before? Let's sing the song we were singing before, Sweeter as the Days Go By. We should be able to sing it with a little bit more of enthusiasm now. Right? Amen. God bless you. It gets sweeter as the days go by. As the moments fly, His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. God bless you, see you in the morning. It's sweeter as the days go by.